From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has placed a satellite into orbit on a successful long-range rocket launch, but the U.S. and others have denounced the launch and continue to gauge whether North Korea actually put a satellite into orbit. On the streets of Seoul, South Korea, people express mixed feelings on the North's rocket launch. This 30-year-old woman said she was shocked about the rocket launch and is worried North Korea won't stop its provocative acts. This 57-year-old man, Ko Kwon-min, said North Korea's rocket launch is not a threatening situation for South Korean citizens. Meantime, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well. Today's launch followed a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and others. Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded two others. That blast aboard a passenger plane forced the plane's pilot, bound for Djibouti with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing that happened about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu Airport. One Somali official who wanted to be unidentified said more arrests will be forthcoming. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.